Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Rod Kurtz is our guest. Rod's an old friend of ours and a member of our Brain Trust. Rod is a small business editor at Business Week Online. And many of you have seen his bylines there, as well as some of the places he's worked in the past. He's worked at Inc. He's worked for the New York Times, the Boston Magazine, and a number of other fine publications. And he's here to talk to us about small business in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. Rod, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always great to be with you. Great introduction there.
Well, it's exactly how your mother sent it to me. So. Rod, thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure to have you here, and I'm really proud of you because you had a great idea. Folks, many of you have, if you've listened to the show over the years, you know that I've interviewed a number of people who have been winners of the SBA awards have been recognized as outstanding small business owners over the last week. We've done this now, Rod, for 8 years in a row so far, and some of the people were what they call the Phoenix Award winners. Now, tell us what a Phoenix Award winner is.
Basically, the Phoenix Award was created back in 1998 by the SBA to recognize outstanding disaster recovery. And you know, we were looking at this situation like everyone else, wondering how best to cover it as a news organization, but also how to help as an advocate yourself. We're trying to help other small businesses out there, particularly ones caught up in this storm. So, you know, the idea came to me, you know, who better to give advice than people who have already survived disasters and been through it and rebuilt their company. So I set out to interview a bunch of these people who had suffered fire and other issues, floods, that type of thing, to see what kind of advice they would impart to people in New Orleans and elsewhere on the coast.
Isn't that a great idea? Wasn't that really smart, ladies and gentlemen? I'm so jealous, Rada, that I didn't think of that. I'm really disappointed that I didn't think of that myself. But I'm not surprised that you did, because as my audience knows, Rod, we don't have any dummies around here. Only my Brain Trust members are all really smart people, and you're a classic example.
The supreme compliment coming from you, Jim.
Rod, tell us about the people you interviewed, these Phoenix Award winners. What did they tell you?
Well, as I was mentioning at the break, I mean, it was just an inspiring story to report, because these people really had seen the whole experience, from literally seeing their companies in ruin to rebuilding them. I think the first tip we came across was really communication, and I think this is something that starts even before a disaster. We're looking at Hurricane Rita now. Before disaster strikes in, you want to keep an open line of communication with your employees and with your customers, frankly. That's something that gets overlooked, and I think especially with the web now, it's very easy to you know, keep people apprised of the situation, let them know what's going on.
One of the things that I want to point out as we go through this is that the people who are listening, who are not affected by Katrina or Rita, people in Spokane, Washington, or Bangor, Maine, wherever you are, this information is not just for the people who need it right now. This is information that will help you get prepared for the next thing that could be heading your way.
Absolutely. That's been something surprising, to see the ripple effect of how this is affecting small businesses across the country that do business with companies in hard-hit areas. So I think that communication piece is absolutely key. If you have a website, you know, that's really the best way to go about doing it now. Another tip we came across...
Let's land on communication for a second.
Sure.
What did they say? Well, you know, this is a word that's become... obviously, we all know what communicate means, but what does it really mean? In this case, how do you communicate? What are some of the examples of communication that they're talking about?
Well, I think if you're a company in an area that may be hard hit, you know, you want to think of it in a way of going to the mall with your kids, that you always want to have a meeting spot in a way that the employee should know exactly what the plan is for the company shutting down and how, you know, potentially the company will get back on its feet, even if the physical plant is destroyed in a way. A lot of companies we've seen were smart to set up operations, New Orleans companies in Baton Rouge, for example, and it's really good to have that that plan in place ahead of time, make sure that everyone in the company is aware of that, and then after the fact, it makes digging out much easier. The thing that's great, again, that we found about company websites is it's really a common ground where everyone can go, everyone can tap into, no matter where they are, and let people know what's going on. Again, for customers, that's also important. It's important to convey as honestly as possible. A lot of business owners told us, let them know what the delays are going to be, how right. the operation is shifting.
Stand by, Rod. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with Rod Kurtz. He's got a lot more really good information for all of us, and we're going to do that right after these messages. It's 22. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Whatever you do, don't go away. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Please don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. There are some really good advantages to subscribe to my newsletter. Not only do you get to read some of the things that I write, which is, you know, that's like a dream come true right there, you also get to find out about the schedule. We publish the schedule of the coming week. The people who are going to be on the show, the really smart people like Rod Kurtz, our guest this half hour, you get to find out about him, so you know you're sitting right there waiting on his interview to come up. I know you don't want to miss that. And a lot of other things you can do there. And our subscribers, our newsletter subscribers actually get some extra discounts from our sponsors. So check that out when you get a chance. That's at my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Rod, you got a website too, don't you?
We do. It's businessweek.com/smallbiz, B-I-Z. And since we're having such a love fest here, Jim, I can tell your listeners I am a proud subscriber to your newsletter. So,
well, I appreciate that.
Everyone out there, please subscribe.
Thanks, Rod. And now, newsweek.com/smallbiz.
Businessweek.com.
What did I say?
Newsweek.
I'm sorry.
We like them too, but
Business Week. I'm sorry. I lost my head there for a minute. There goes the love fest, folks, right out the window. Businessweek.com/smallbiz.
B-I-Z, yeah.
Okay. Okay, we're talking about communication. One of the things I wanted to mention, we're talking about the interviews that Rod did with some of the Phoenix Award winners, people who have come through catastrophes and survived and lived to tell about it and are telling about it and helping others like the hurricane victims. Rod, I called a company that I know in Texas, in Houston, actually, this week just to check on them, you know, see if there was anything I could do to help them.
Sure.
And they were very busy communicating. They were checking on their employees. They were making sure that people had what they needed. They were telling them when they thought they would probably need to report back to work. They were just communicating their little heads off.
Right.
They were getting data moved out of the building, you know, out to their remote server farms, you know, their backup server farms and all that kind of stuff. They were just communicating like crazy. Now, they had advance notice.
Right.
But you made the point earlier that this needs to be done in more than that, because maybe instead of a hurricane, maybe it's a fire.
Right. A fire, of course, and I'm here in New York City, and obviously 9/11 changed the way a lot of people approach their businesses as well, that this is something that you really do have to prepare for in advance. And I think, you know, an interesting side effect of Katrina was that a lot of people realized that you can't just back data up to a storage facility elsewhere in the city, that it really should
right.
truly be remote, because there's no knowing what the scale of some kind of disaster could be. You mentioned fire, of course, probably the most unexpected of all, and I did talk to some fire survivors as well. So, you know, really, you have to, I hate to say, you know, the cliche, expect the worst, hope for the best kind of situation, but you really do have to take a lot of this into account. Problem is, people don't have a wake-up call. I think Katrina really was, no matter where you are in the country, a wake-up call that something can go wrong.
Absolutely. Or in the case of Katrina, many things can go wrong. All right. After Communicate, what do they recommend?
Well, entrepreneurs don't need me to tell them you want to enlist any help that you can find. I think that's throughout the course of a business. It takes a village in a way. And I think that that's, when you are recovering, this is really where it's going to come from, even hearing from people on the ground in Louisiana and Alabama and Mississippi, that people are coming together, or businesses are banding together to dig out, because really there is strength in numbers. And I think what's interesting and again sort of inspiring about all this is that major corporations, of course, have a presence in these areas, but the rebuilding, the fundamental building blocks are really going to be these small businesses, because
Absolutely.
They're invested in the community and they want to get back on their feet as quickly as possible. You look at New Orleans again, there were businesses, bars, restaurants in the French Quarter that essentially never closed shop, and they wanted to be the first ones open because it returns the city to normalcy in a way. And, you know, if you have one, then you have two. If you have two, then you have four. And I really think that's, something that you can do. And
And I'll tell you something, the heroes of the rebuilding of the marketplace in those affected areas are going to be the small business owners.
Of course.
They're going to be, you're going to be, I promise you, Rod, and you know this already, but folks, I'm telling you, over the next 12 months at least, Rod, you'll be back on this show, you and others who are covering these events and covering these folks. You'll be telling me, there are people you don't even know right now, Rod, that you're going to be telling us about in the months ahead that are just going to give us chills when we hear about how courageous they've been in restarting their businesses and the things that they've come through.
Well, one thing another feature we started as part of our coverage is something called the Katrina Help Desk, which is essentially trying to put this principle into practice virtually, where we started a message board for entrepreneurs and small business owners in the hard-hit areas to write in and share their stories and seek advice. And for business owners across the country, across the world, we're getting them submissions from Canada now.
Good for you.
Offering this advice. And it's been interesting to see how this conversation's going. I'd invite everyone listening to check it out, because we've even the SBA administrator Hector Barreto posted a comment.
I saw his comment on there, by the way.
Oh yeah. And it's really interesting. Now we're having contractors saying, "Hey, I'd love to help with the rebuilding. How can I get involved?" That type of thing. So really, it does. I think this is where businesses have to come together.
Give us that website again, please.
Sure. Rob. It's businessweek.com/smallbiz, and just head down on the right side, you'll see it right there, called the Katrina Help Desk, and click in. By all means, share your support. Your advice.
That's going to be a busy little site as time goes by, as people start coming back to their homes, back to their businesses in Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, Texas, as they start coming back. That's going to be a great site to go to. And folks, I hope you'll check that out. We'll give that website out again in just a few minutes. It's almost 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Rod Kurtz is our guest, and he is the Small Business Editor at Business Week Online. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Rod Kurtz is our guest. And Rod, by the way, folks, Rod is Business Week Online, Small Business Editor at Business Week Online. And give us that website again, Rod.
It's businessweek.com/smallbiz, B-I-Z.
And don't forget to go to the help desk and check that out at the bottom of the right-hand corner. You can contribute. They can contribute themselves, can't they, Rod? They can weigh in on if you've got any advice, if you've got any help that you'd like to offer or anything like that.
Absolutely. We've got a great conversation going, people offering advice, sharing their support, and companies now writing in with their stories. So would love to have any and all comments there.
Well, check it out when you get a chance, folks. And Rod, let's quickly cover a couple of the other points that the Phoenix Award winners offered as advice to these people who are affected by the hurricanes.
Absolutely. I think one of arguably the most important one was get back on your feet as quickly as possible. Every day that your store is closed, your business is closed, you're losing money. money. And you know, a lot of companies set up a temporary shop, and that's really the way to do it. Mm-hmm. It's not not the preferred method. It won't be as glamorous as your main location, but the sooner you can get back up and running, the sooner you get cash flow coming in, the sooner you can rebuild your primary location. So
I went to a fire. A friend of mine had his attorney's his office burned, and I went down to check on him. And while I was there, other attorneys, competitors of his, said were over there offering to have him set up shop in their offices.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That's the kind of stuff. That's the kind of stuff we're seeing.
Yeah, it's opening their doors, opening their hearts, and it mm-hmm. You know, it is something to see. A couple others, you know, of course, as silly as it sounds, be realistic. I think some of these companies went in a little wide-eyed, thinking that recovery would be quicker than it actually turned out to be,
yeah.
Which in turn, you know, upset their customers, frustrated their employees. I think it's you know, you really need to reach out and say, hey, this could take a while, especially in the case of cities along the Gulf Coast that have all been destroyed. More or less.
Slow and painful, probably, is what
absolutely.
The
sometimes
is the way
you have to let employees
be.
Go. So.
Mm-hmm. Slow and painful. All right, then what else?
Well, the last one, and we wanted to end this on a high note, was the old cliche, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. I talked to innkeepers in my home state of Massachusetts who their entire inn had been destroyed by fire on Martha's Vineyard, and during the recovery, they wrapped the inn in a banner that said just that. And what this meant in practice, and this is something I've seen reports throughout the Gulf Coast of people, business owners trying to recover, that you really can, as difficult as it may be to picture now, use this as an opportunity to build a bigger, stronger, better business. In the case of this inn, it was sort of an older inn, very modest. They built it back. They made it more of a high-end luxury type offering. Capacity last summer was at 100%. And
out of the ashes, right?
And the way they, and that's why it's called the Phoenix Award. Mm-hmm. The way one of the innkeepers put it to me was that we were able to use our 20 years of experience and essentially wipe the slate clean and start over using that experience to build a better business. And I think that you know, it is the silver lining in a way, again, to use another cliche, but you really can come back better and stronger from this, I think.
There's nothing good about what has happened. Lives have been lost. Lives have been destroyed. Generations of businesses have been wiped out, but there are, one of the things we know about humans is that from this kind of adversity, we find a way to find a silver lining and to see something good about it, and hope does spring eternal when you're around humans. One thing I'd like to point out, Rod, is that these business owners are going to need to talk to somebody. This part about be realistic, and we talked about it's going to be slow and painful. You know, one of the things guys aren't good at is talking about our feelings.
That's
I admit
right.
that, but I'll tell you, these folks are going to need people to talk to. So I'm encouraging every small business owner who knows a small business owner in that area, or if you don't know one, find one and adopt them. And we're going to need to call those people and just let them talk to us.
Yeah, I think that's an important part of the process, absolutely. I think that, you know, again, some of these disaster survivors that I talked to said, you know, if not for the business, they might have gone crazy, because you look at your home destroyed or your city destroyed, and to have rebuilding the business as your goal, it really does keep you going. You're too busy mm-hmm. running around trying to get things back up and running that you don't have time to be sad, time to worry
right.
about what you've lost. You're thinking about what can I rebuild here. So it really does prove to be a good experience in a way.
The article that you wrote about this topic is on your website, isn't it?
It is on the website, absolutely.
And give it to us again.
Businessweek.com/smallbiz.
Yeah, check that out, folks. The article's right there. A lot of good stuff. And also, don't forget the Katrina help desk. It's probably not going to be the hurricane help desk, right?
Yeah, well, we, you know, sadly, we're saying we may have to incorporate Rita into this.
Exactly.
So let's hope not.
Call it the Katrina help desk.
That's right.
Hey, thanks, Rod. Good job today.
Thanks.
We'll see you next time, as always. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back on the other side of the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.